get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today in episode 756, we're going to talk about how to keep bots from contacting you. As technology improves and, you know, we continue to move on, we have these incredible things called cell phones, you know, that we do everything. And it used to be when you had a cell phone number, you never got any spam calls because nobody knew your cell phone number. Well, in this day and age, I get quite a few spam calls on my cell phone. And I have spam protection through my provider and all of the stuff, but yet they still get through. And they're annoying. And, you know, a lot of times they're nefarious and they're up to no good. They're trying to scam you and they're not really about even trying to sell you something, unless your car insurance has expired or your warranty and you need a new car warranty, they're trying to sell you something. So, you know, what are some of the things that may be causing it? You may be unaware of, oh, why in the heck am I all of a sudden getting a ton of spam emails or phone calls on my phone? It may be because of your website, and we're going to talk today about things you can do to protect yourself from allowing these bots to capture your data and start selling it to the highest bidder and then spamming you to try to get money from your pocket, basically, is the bottom line.
Definitely. So the first thing you're going to want to do, even before we get to the website, let's start with the domain. You're going to want to pay for domain privacy because if you purchase a domain without privacy, your phone number and your email is out there. And so bots can scrape those Whois records and find your information and put you on lists and sell the data and stuff. And so it's one of those things where it's like one day without the privacy can like really kind of screw you over for months and years, because once it's out there, it gets added to all these different lists and stuff. So whenever you buy a domain, you want to make sure that your contact information is kept private. It'll protect your phone number and your email from getting a bunch of spam. So that's the first thing you want to do.
Yeah. And the next thing you want to do, and I'll specifically talk about phone numbers, and then how about I'll let you, Tim, talk about emails and stuff like that. We'll break it up into that. So what are some of the things you can do to protect yourself from getting spam calls? Because the way that it works is there are robots out there. You know, there's hackers, there are some pretty smart people that are just trying to, they realize that information is valuable and that they can sell information to different people. So gathering that information is what they're trying to do. Well, obviously, there are billions of websites on the internet. They're not individually going to each website, browsing it to see if they can find an email address or a phone number. They're actually sending out bots, little robots, to find out which websites have their phone numbers and or email addresses on the website, and they're capturing it. Now, there are some things you can do to protect yourself against that, and I'll specifically talk about phone numbers. One of the things you can do is to put your phone number in an image. You know, of course, Tim, they're getting smarter and smarter. We were talking about this in another episode. You can have text in an image and it can be grabbed. I had my Starlink being shipped to me. I'm going to give you a perfect example. And I shipped it to my home address in Tennessee, and then I had my business partner forward me my Starlink up here. I'm currently in the Acadia National Park in Maine, and I was meeting a friend, and I asked them if they could, you know, if I could ship my Starlink to their house, and they said no problem. So Corey took it to the post office. He did 2-day you know, postal service and put insurance on it and got a tracking number. He took a picture of the receipt with the tracking number on it and he texted it to me. And when I opened up the picture to look at the tracking number, you would think that you've got to go into your browser and type it in. All I had to do was click on it, and it automatically had scanned that text and grabbed it and opened up the tracking link automatically because it can read numbers and text now. So I don't know that this solution is going to be a good one for very much longer, but putting your phone number in an image as opposed to typing it out hyperlinked on your website where someone can click it and call you from the web browser or their phone, you know, is different. What you can do is add CAPTCHA. You know, there are tools that you can use if you want to put your phone number on there. If you're a restaurant, for example, and you want them to call to place an order or something, you may want your phone number on there, and you may want them to be able to call you immediately because you found out that from a conversion standpoint, that converts better than, you know, an image or whatever. Well, there are some software tools that you can use to combat the robots from grabbing that number. It basically will hide it and stuff like that. And it's, you know, a form of CAPTCHA, and you're just going to want to employ that on your website. Tim's going to talk about emails, some of the things you can do.
Yeah, I was going to say, in general, don't put an email on your website at all. Just use a contact form, and that will just immediately cut down on a ton of spam. But you don't just want a contact form. You want a contact form that has CAPTCHA, because otherwise your contact form will get spammed. So if you absolutely have to have an email on there, you can do the trick that David mentioned, putting it in an image, or there are ways to make it. You can use CSS to kind of separate it out and use pseudo classes and stuff. That's getting pretty technical. But I would say just avoid it altogether and just use a contact form.
Boom. Easy peasy. Chicken squeezy. Or you can do like we used to do back in the day when we wanted to subvert, like some platforms wouldn't allow you to put your contact information in, like Craigslist, for example. You wanted to list something to sell or to give away for free, and Craigslist wouldn't allow you to put your phone number or your email in the description of the product so that people could contact you to buy it. So you could type out your phone number like 123, you know, 4567. Like literally type it out, spelled out with letters as opposed to using the numbers, you know. And you could do the same thing with email, which would be like whatever at with the ampersand spelled out as at, and then where it's .com, you would type out dot, you know, com, and get around that stuff. So that doesn't look too terribly professional on your website, though. But it is something that, you know, is an option and stuff, and I think still works. I don't think bots picked that up yet and stuff. So people just have to be smart enough to figure out that it's a phone number or an email address. But like Tim said, just create a form. Make it easy. Get a form. You don't have to worry about all that stuff. All right. Tomorrow we've got another great episode. Stop selling web design features to your clients and do this instead. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.